Good morning, Oregon. Today is Tuesday, 27th of December, and right now it's hazy with 22 degrees Celsius but feels much colder. And the forecast for today is overcast with a temperature range from low 22 to high 28 degrees Celsius. We can expect northerly winds at 15 kilometers per hour. And the forecast for later on and overnight is also overcast with winds from north at 20 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing crescent and 7% of it is illuminated. This morning, Sarah Seja visited us in studio and we were talking about the Korea Indian Artist International Cultural Festival 2011. Sarah Seja, good morning.
Good morning.
There are 2 days on 29th and 30th.
Yes.
That Korean Pavilion Group is preparing something special, right?
Yes. Yes. So 29th, we have Korea India Artist International Culture Festival 2011. So Friday in Tibetan Pavilion, literary arts and healing for poet and for novels and plays.
So the written word of Korean heritage.
Yeah. So Korean and India, Indian like a poet and novelist, they share exchange for together Tibetan Pavilion from 6:30 to 8:30, 2 hours.
In Tibetan Pavilion?
Yes. Friday.
Friday,
8:30 in Bharat Nivas. There is a performance, like a performing arts, cultural union of Korea and India. So music and dance and mime. So like a modern mime and also traditional song and modern melody. So this time we want to show our Korean culture to Oroville. So I'm very happy to this time. I was 13 years here. The first time we showed to this festival.
To Oroville.
Yeah, so I'm very happy to
this time. So the first time we will have a chance to see the glimpse of real Korea.
Exactly. I prepared 6 months ago. And then I met this group. So, and then last October I went to Korea. And then we organized all together. And then they are very happy to come to this time, Oroville, because normally they went to Delhi to performance Korean culture to India. And of course, India culture to Korea, they are exchanging. But this time, they say, why not
go to
Oroville and South India?
So all the artists, as poets and writers and dancers and singers, they are coming from Korea.
Yes, they are coming from Seoul. And then so all they are gathering people, we call they say it's KAFI. So like Korean Artist for India. So they are gathering for yearly ones. They are traveling to India for all the artists, even for architecture and whatever.
Sculptures.
Sculptures, whatever, for musicians. They are all dancers, all artists. They are thinking about India, and then they love India, and then they are gathering. So yearly, once, they're traveling.
Yeah. And also the Indian artists go to
Of course, Seoul, of course. That's why they support Korean embassy in Delhi and Indian embassy in Seoul. They are support to this group also. So and support to Korean Artist Council in Seoul. So somehow they are big support for them.
That's good, yeah? We don't need to look for funds.
Yes,
we
yes.
We usually always have to ask for funds here.
Yes, but...
But tell me, besides this cultural events, is going to be also maybe food, Korean food somewhere? No.
No, it's too big job for us. Especially here in Oroville, we are not so much Korean. And as you know, we have children, we have jobs. So it's very little time we have gathering, you know. So, yes, Tibetan Pavilion we prepare, snack and tea, and then for this, of course, Tibetan Pavilion.
So in Tibetan Pavilion would be also interactive thing, I think so.
Yeah. And in the Tibetan Pavilion, also mime, our modern mime, there are people they want to show also short time in Tibetan Pavilion.
Whoa.
Little fun, huh?
Yeah, just before New Year.
Yeah.
Tell me, how many people altogether will come?
30 people.
Oh, that's
it's a big group. Yeah, big group. So all the artist, architect, whatever, painter, musician, dancer, mm-hmm. all the 30 people, young people. Mm-hmm. They are full of dynamic and full of energy.
They so will give you some energy to keep you motivated to work toward next year and maybe
yes.
some other projects.
Yeah? Yeah. So this year we want to show our Korean pavilion group. Mm-hmm. We want to do help them as much as possible. And then they will inspire from all of you. And then I'm sure next time they will come again and again. Mm-hmm. And then our this embassy or art council in Korea, they will support to them. So yeah. we are willing to do Korean pavilion group this time, full of energy to.
But the way I see, actually, Korea is also, as Auroville is one of the countries where art is really supported, right?
Yes, yes, that's true.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Thank you.
How many of Koreans in Auroville are working on that?
Around 20 people.
20.
Because other people, they have to do their own job. So mm-hmm. around 20 people and helping. And all the children also. helping for decoration column and flowers, oh. candles. So
we can expect for the first time something special. Right?
Yes, yes, yes. It will be good good time for Auroville. Really, I'm very happy and very myself exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine. You
yeah.
know, you
it's the
proudly,
first time.
Proudly introduce your region, your culture to,
yes,
to us.
Yes, yes.
To one. Share with us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
So on Saturday at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone between 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., we can follow the poets and writers. And on Friday at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture at 7:30 p.m., performance of Culture and Union of Korea and in India with music and dance. Today at Sadhana Forest, they celebrate another big day, the second birthday of Children's Land, between 1:30 to 5 p.m. They invite all children, parents and guests to come to this celebration that connects all the children from Auroville, the local villages and Pondicherry. For the birthday, they prepared many fun, playful activities and workshops. Children's Land is a place where kids can express their creativity and connect to the land. On the International Seminar on Integral Paradigm and Other Approaches to Knowledge, organized by University of Human Unity at Unity Pavilion, today we can follow Artistic and Other Approaches to Knowledge, presentation by Ladislav Brozman and Aurelio. And tomorrow, Marco Masi, Dr. from University of Lyon, will present the vision of an integral university. All the presentations are recorded and we will upload them later on the radio. Auroville Bamboo Center is holding a three-day mosaic workshop offered by Margie Bertrand, visiting artist from Canada, who has several experiences in mosaic art. Workshop started yesterday, today and tomorrow, and you can call Auroville Bamboo Center at 262-306. On Thursday, 29th of December, at LEC, at 10 a.m., there will be a musical workshop held by Ludovica and Paolo. Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, on Friday, 30th December, in Whitehall, in Bharat Nivas, behind the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at 5 p.m., Dr. Debashish Banjeri, who comes each year from Los Angeles and is an art historian and teaches philosophy and has long immersed in the study of the works of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, and he will also introduce two other speakers. Keka Chakraborty, who will talk on the new conception of matter, and Amrita Banerjee, who will present the March of Biotechnology, and at 6 p.m. Debashish Banjeri will talk on contemporary reality and Superman. Ruski Dom team is inviting whoever is interested in the creation of Ruski Dom, a Russian house, to come to the first meeting in Savitri Bhavan on December 31st at 4 p.m. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. tonight, we can see an Italian comedy, Happy Family, made in Italy in 2010, by director Gabriele Salvatores. And tomorrow at the same time and place, we can see an interesting documentary, The Golden Beach, made in Sweden, India in 2008, by director Hasse Wester. O my sweet Lord, supreme truth, I aspire that the food I take may infuse into all the cells of my body thy all knowledge, thy all power, thy all goodness, wrote the mother in the words of the mother, Volume 13. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.